Now will I tellen forth what happened me. I say that in the fields walked we, till truly we had such dalliance, this clerk and I, that of my purveyance. I spoke to him, and said him how that he, if I were widow, should wedden me. For certainly, I say, for no bobance, yet was I never without purveyance of marriage, nor of other things eke. I hold a mouse's heart not worth a leek, that hath but one hole for to start into, and if that fail, then is all he do. I bore him on hand, he had enchanted me. My dame taught me that subtlety, and eke I said I met of him all night. He would have slain me as I lay upright, and all my bed was full of very blood. But yet I hope that you shall do me good, for blood betokeneth gold, as me was taught. And all was false, I dreamed of it right naught. But I followed I my dame's law, as well of that as of other things more. But now, sir, let me see, what shall I sayn? Aha! By God, I have my tale again. When that my fourth husband was on his bier, I wept all gate and made sorry cheer, as wives must, for it is usage, and with my kerchief covered my visage. But for that I was purveyed of a make, I wept but small, and that I undertake. To church was my husband born a morrow, with neighbours that for him made sorrow, and Jenkin, our clerk, was one of those. As help me God, when that I saw him go after the beer, methought he had a pair of legs and of feet so clean and fair that all my heart I gave unto his hold. He was, I trow, 20 winters old, and I was 40, if I shall say sooth. But yet I had always a colt's tooth. Gat-toothed I was, and that became me well. I had the print of St. Venus' seal. As help me God, I was a lusty one, and fair and rich and young and well begun. And truly, as mine husband's told me, I had the best crony I might be. For certes, I am all Venerian in feeling, and my heart is Martian. Venus me gave my lust and licorousness, and Mars gave me my sturdy hardiness. Mine ascendant was Tor, and Mars therein. Alas, alas, that ever love was sin!'